Let's open our Bibles. Grateful to God for His faithfulness. I'm thankful to God that He lets us know what a wealth and treasure it is to come to a Bible study. And I pray that we know that, and I hope that we know that. Praise be to God. Now, we left off last week in this precious story of a bride for Isaac. And again, how the Holy Ghost, this servant of Abraham, has drawn this woman so quickly and encouraged her. Yes, being the family of God, there's something more for you. There's a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And honey, if you want it, it's all there. It's evident in your life. I want you to accept the proposal that I'm here to give you for my master's son. And praise be to God how she took it. And praise be to God how she was caused to do, brothers and sisters, things that I don't believe she was even thinking that she was doing, because she was so giddy. She was so delirious. There was something causing her to will and to do of His good pleasure. God said that this would transpire in her life. It would be the evidence. And I'm so grateful to God, brothers and sisters, that we're living this. The reality that this is the will of the Father. It's the desire of the Godhead. And I'm thankful to the Lord that we're accepting the grace of God to come boldly to Him and say, Lord, I trust You. I believe You. Fulfill this. Perform this in my life. And it is. It's amazing. I say it time and time again. It's like stepping back and being in awe of Christ in me and Christ in you, truly the hope of glory. And I hope we get it. It's Jesus. May God help us never take our eyes off of Him. We'll grow up into Him in all things, but it's Him, brothers and sisters. It is all Him. Now we'll go ahead, and I believe it even gets more exciting tonight. I believe this heart-wrenching love that He's touched us with, I'm just trusting Him that He'll bring more and more expansion into these wineskins this evening. So now, in the 28th verse, we left off there. The damsel, after she was told these things, after Rebekah was told all this, and she received the earrings and the bracelets, that wonderful wedding ring, let's call it, she ran and told them of her mother's house these things. And here we go. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban. And Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and the bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man. And behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without? For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he ungirded his camels, and gave straw and provender for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the men's feet that were with him. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. And he has become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. That's some beautiful stuff. So Rebekah's got a brother, and his name's Laban. And the name Laban, it means white. White. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, all of our brethren are clean and white. Praise be to God. even rascal Laban. And if you know anything about Laban, he's a rascal. But I'm thankful to God, he's my brother. Though our sins were red like crimson, we are whiter than the snow. I'm so grateful to God for that. Isn't that wonderful? So here is her brother. And this testimony goes forth, brothers and sisters, as to all the potential that lies within every single child of God. God is no respecter of person. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. That's for all mankind. It's out there for everyone. God would want that for every life. But praise be to God, as we get into this story, we realize that Laban had it all too. And he heard his sister. He heard his sister. And he didn't delay here. And it's so precious as we begin this. He ran. That meaning there is he was quick to believe this, brothers and sisters. He had an open heart for the things of God. Praise God. You know, there's a lot of meaning in these things. Don't get yourself locked into, well, my goodness, there's only this layer. Let me tell you something again. We're just observing the surface. I don't even say we've touched the surface anymore. Is it so deep, brothers and sisters? It's just beyond, and praise be to God. I'm just so thankful that His grace allows us to look into that glass darkly. Aren't you? Praise be to God. Now, all the potential's there, and he was quick to believe, and he ran because he had an open heart here. Something had touched him. But notice where he ran to. He ran unto the man, unto the well. He didn't go run out on a mission trip. I was thinking about that, how often people start hearing things of the Word of God and, oh, I got to go. I got a GP in the sky. No, that didn't mean go preach, as Brother Hill said time and time again. It meant go pray. And praise be to God, this brother went to pray. He went to hear more of the story. He wanted to be more in tune. God was drawing his heart. He wanted the depth of the gospel of what was being spoken, this message that was coming forth. As we started out tonight, I think of the Berean saints. He heard his sister speaking of this, that this man had told him, and yet he said, you know what? That's wonderful. I want to go get it myself. I got to get me down to the well, and I want to sit with that man. I want to sit with that servant. I want to sit with the Holy Ghost. And I want him to minister all the things, sister, that he ministered to you. I want to hear this. Now you think, brothers and sisters, every child of God has drank from the well. They have. Just as Jesus was at the well with that woman. He said, you drink from this water, you'll never thirst again. And that's the truth. Every child of God. Just like those damsels had gotten down there many times before to draw water, maybe for different things. But Rebecca went down there and there was a man that met her. There's a difference, brothers and sisters, than drinking from the well and having the Holy Ghost allow you to drink from the well. And praise be to God, this is opening up John 14, chapters 14 and John 16. It's only by the Holy Ghost that we can be led into all truth. Read the Word of God. Again, encourage people in the Word of God. Don't try to hit and miss with people. Don't try to play pussyfoot in a sense and trying to make somebody feel good. If you really love somebody, give them the Word of God. Stand, withstand, and have done all to stand. People may have heard lies and untruths all of their life. God forbid if you would substantiate something, or when you knew something was an error, that you wouldn't say, no, I'm not here to argue with you. I'm not here to hurt your feelings. I love you, and I'm here to tell you the truth. And we're going to the Word of God to receive the truth. And let's pray the mind of Christ lead us. And rightfully divide this truth as we get into it. So how wonderful that only the Holy Ghost can take the things of Christ and make them ours. Only the Holy Ghost can enlighten the eyes of our understanding. And you notice here, it was only when he ran into, that he ran to the man, and as he ran to the well there, that it says in, verse 30, that he saw. Isn't that wonderful? He got a vision. Again, only the Holy Ghost can enlighten the eyes of our understanding. Only by the Holy Ghost can we peer and know the deep things of God. Only by the Holy Ghost, Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of Him. Can we know the hope of His calling? Can we know His inheritance in the saints? Can we know what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? Only by the Holy Ghost. The Spirit, praise the Lord, of wisdom and revelation into the knowledge of Him. Do you see how important this servant is? She would have never heard the message of the proposal to win the hand of the master's son without the servant. She could have gone down to that well till she was blue in the face, but unless the servant met her at the well, she would have never received the proposal. How simply evident and perfect the Word of God is. I pray it causes your hair to stand on your head. It's just so beautiful how over and over He substantiates His truth. He magnifies how much He loves you. And I pray by God's grace this never grows old. I pray by God's grace that, you know, as the foundation is laid, praise the Lord, allow the Holy Ghost to build on it in your life. Go on. Go on. As Brother Hill would say time and time again, and as he told me very soon before he went to be with Jesus, son, never stop learning. If you ever think that you've got it all, my goodness, you've got a problem. You need more. If Jesus has you drawing breath, allow this wineskin to be stretched. Praise be to God. But see, he saw it, brothers and sisters, and boy, did he see it. Praise his name. I'm grateful to God that he had such a vision here. But he saw the earrings and he saw the bracelets upon his sister's hand. He saw in that she had been proposed to. That wasn't something that was unknown to them. It was like wearing a wedding ring around. My sister got a proposal. My goodness. And she accepted something there. And what a testimony of the evidence of the love of God that was coming forth. That Jesus Christ is searching for his wife. Praise God. And Laban saw it. And not only did he see it, it says here that he listened to her. Notice there, back there, it said in verse 30. And it came to pass when he saw the earring and bracelet upon his sister's hand. And when he heard the words of Rebekah, his sister, saying, thus spake the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and behold, he stood by the camels at the well. It's some good stuff. I mean, this is your life. Praise the Lord if you want his best. This is the taking heed to the things that we have heard. Hallelujah, lest at any time we let them slip. He heard something here. And how vitally important, brothers and sisters, that he listened to her. See, we hear the witness time and time again of the mature sons of God. See, oftentimes I think we don't give enough honor and respect. Now, it's all to the Lord, but especially those that we should be marking as examples, brothers and sisters, that truly walk the walk, that are living by God's grace, that life of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I pray that we mark them that are the examples in this and listen to the words of the Spirit, because notice what it said here. She told him. She told him everything. And what did she tell him? She told him the words of the Holy Ghost. This is what she was speaking. She says here, thus spake the man unto me. And she told him nothing but what the servant said. See, that's so vitally important. We don't need to add to or take away. As Brother Paul said, Timothy, preach the word. Preach it. You plant water, I give the increase. This is what it's about, brothers and sisters. I don't like wasting my time in the natural. I'm telling you now, the only thing I'm emphatic about now, by God's grace, is I don't want to waste my time in the spiritual. Don't you want it? Is it insatiable? By God's grace, are you delirious? Praise be to God. I don't want to offend man intentionally, but let me tell you something. I pray that God gives me a heart to receive everything the Lord would have for me, just like David, that I could dance deliriously before God, that I could have the boldness when I fail, before thee and thee only have I sinned. Huh? That's not trusting in myself. That's just believing in God. All right. And it was through that testimony of his sweet sister that he came unto the man. Now think of this, how important, brothers and sisters, our testimony of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus is. It's vital. When God gives you opportunity to give every man an answer that inquires or asks about the hope that lies within you, take time. Don't try to devise the plan how you're going to deliver the word of God. I forgot you probably have never done that, but I have, so I'll give you some experience. Just preach the word. Quit trying to figure out when the opportune time is. When he gives you opportunity, preach the word. And preach the whole counsel of God. And again, allow the Spirit to give you utterance. But it's so wonderful here, brothers and sisters. See, her words that the Spirit gave to her, it testified to her brother. She told him everything. As Brother Paul, she did not withhold anything. She told it all. She wasn't embarrassed about it. She wasn't going to break the news slowly. She told him what was going on. And praise be to God, it quickened him. And it quickened him in such a precious way here. If you notice at the end of that 30th verse, it quickened him not to be afar off anymore, but to be bold. And he goes and he stands by the camels. Isn't that wonderful? This was a guy that I'm sure had a lot of questions. You think about Laban, you read a little bit about him, you can kind of get an idea of his personality, but the love of God struck him. And praise be to God, brothers and sisters, I pray the love of God strike us, that when we're moved and we hear that witnessing, go, move with God. And I'm so thankful to God that we have this testimony in this dear brother. He was bold. I was thinking, he went and stood by the stuff. If you remember about the precious ones that maybe weren't the best at going into battle, that they weren't the ones that were the ones that could wield a sword real good or throw a spear or charge or anything like that. Maybe they were weak in some different way, shape, or form. And they would stay with the stuff. And they would wait for those soldiers to come back. But the one thing God made very clear, those that went out to battle and those that stayed with the stuff, their portion was exactly the same. They would inherit just as much of the spoil that was given. God had it that way. Brothers and sisters, again, taking our place in the body, praising the Lord for every single joint, thanking God, praise his name, that he was happy and rejoicing for his sister in the Lord, that this was a beautiful thing, and he wanted to partake of it. And I'm grateful to God that as the Lord drew his heart, that he went out there to hear the man. It reminds me again of that precious group of people that would truly stay by the stuff. But here the words come forth out of Laban's mouth. And it's so wonderful in verse 31. He says, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord." Praise God. That has to be on every one of our lips if we're really going to go on with God. And it's moment by moment, brothers and sisters. I'm so thankful to Jesus that, you know, that fellowship, God quickened my heart to be tender, quickened me to be repentant, quickened my unbelief, Lord God, to believe you. Amen? Help me not to be slow to believe. Help me not to be stiff-necked. Help me not to have a hard time bending my knee. Help me to bow down to you and to love you and to know what you want for my life. Quit trying to devise my own ways and truly allowing God and His Word to rule and reign in me. Having that fellowship, brothers and sisters, with Jesus Christ. How precious this is that God can lead us this way. But He says so sweetly, come in. Brothers and sisters, we must, by God's grace, invite the Holy Ghost to come into our lives. This has to be, if we're going on with Him, if we're going to receive the whole counsel of God, this must be performed in our lives. And not just be filled with the Holy Ghost, but the fullness of the Holy Ghost. This coming in is a dwelling. It's a fellowship, praise God, with the Holy Ghost. We're talking about receiving the double portion. We're talking about a lifetime of the Holy Ghost taking the things of Christ and showing them unto us. I've been around this for some time, and I know that each and every one of us have battled with this. Well, I've heard that. I've heard that 10 times. I've heard that 100 times. I've heard that 1,000 times. I can recite this over and over. I even know where the verses are. I know that bridal teaching. I know about that outcalling of the saints from the body. I understand that Jesus Christ is looking for a wife to rule and to reign jointly with Him, to be glorified together with Him. If it's just a recited passage, my goodness, we are in no way, shape, or form a readied wife. Passion. And only the Holy Ghost can stir that passion. Stir up the gift that lies within you. He knew what Timothy needed. Praise God, and it's the same thing we need. We need the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, gushing. It's a geyser, it just doesn't end. And praise the Lord, we need it moment by moment. Because let me tell you, that's a journey this sister's going on. It's a journey. Camels better be watered full. Praise be to God. All right. So now he says, okay, come in. Why are you going to stand out there? I like that. For I have prepared the house and room for the camels. I'm so grateful here. See, he's testifying here, brothers and sisters. We got to get comfortable with what God has given us. You better. You better start accepting that you got a perfect package to win His best. I'm talking about every single infirmity about you. Because the things that you think are strong, okay, we'll just go ahead and, you know, we'll put those on a shelf. But they really don't exist because you have no strength. But we'll magnify and glory in those weaknesses. What do you think? Can we march around and say, thank you, Jesus, for my infirmities? The ones that I really know about, thank you, Lord God. That you're causing my eyes to be enlightened to. That I realize this is where and how we have the greatest of fellowship with one another. That I call out to you moment by moment and say, Lord, I'm not sufficient for this. Thank God your grace is sufficient. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of camel talk here. Hope we're paying attention. Hope we're paying attention. Praise be to God. So, he prepares the house and room for the camels. And I read this and I get thrilled how quickly, you know, it's wonderful to see how quickly Rebekah took it. Isn't it precious to see how quickly Laban took it? You know, we can think of Rebecca, oh, well, she's just such a sweetie. And she did. Now, we know Laban. Huh? Well, sure we do. And let me tell you something, Rebecca, you know, she was something too with her two sons. Come on now. This is some good stuff. Look at these sweet ones and some of the things that they had to deal with in their lives. I'm grateful to God for it. But I thrill how quickly that he took these things from the Lord. I thank God that, you know, the Lord's learning curve is beyond steep. He does it quick. I'm grateful to his name. You know, just as Rebecca watering the camels, he too is taking care of them. And you think about this, brothers and sisters, what a testimony this is amongst the saints. See, these camels are some rotten beasts. They'll spit at you, they'll kick you, they'll bite you. They won't pay attention to you. They'll be ornery and just try to stink and do everything they can to discourage you. But notice this sister and this brother, the spirit of the Lord that was in them. It didn't matter. Every camel was going to get the truth and love. They're not being respect or person. We're not doing it. This ain't for me. Praise God. This is just Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's coming out. And praise be to God, I can't help it. The love of God can't help it. Makes you love everybody. And that's exactly, praise his name, what was going forth in this precious story. He just kept dishing out the truth and love. All this truth and love coming out, just like his sister. But you say, well, why not? And why not? Because he's from the same spiritual gene pool. Think about this. He's from the same spiritual gene pool. My mother's house. Bethuel, praise God. Isn't that wonderful? The house of God. And then Milcah, the queen. Then Nahor, panting after the things of God. See, brothers and sisters, it's a wonderful family. The family of God has been blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. We have it all. As children of the King, we have it all. Go many places in the Word of God, but I think it's so magnified in Galatians 4:1. You're born of God, and you're born Lord of all. You have it all. But again, if you're not willing to go to the well and dwell with the servant at the well, you will always remain, even though you're Lord of all, your knowledge will be nothing more than the servant in the kingdom. Even though you could have been ruling and reigning jointly with him in the midst of the throne, you decided by your own unbelief, because that's what it was, your lack of faith. There's many a palm branch for you to wave. Now, let me tell you something. That's not why I run. That's not why I press. That's not why I reach by God's grace. It's because he loves me. I just love him. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you something. And I don't mean to slight it, but you talk about the fringe benefits of receiving the love of God. But it's hard to think of anything after Jesus. But you know what? He gives us some insight to some of the things he wants us to share with him. And you know, if that's his choice to do so, I rejoice in that as well. And by God's grace, I want to apprehend everything he wants me to have. And I rejoice because it's his. And I rejoice because he loves me so that he's made it mine. Isn't that awesome? Aren't you just thrilled he's made that yours? Thank you, Jesus. It doth not appear. It just doesn't appear. But praise be to God, we know. Hallelujah. Thank you, precious Jesus. Now, I was thinking about that as well, too, how his precious family and that gene pool, and I've heard that saying before, that's why God doesn't have any grandchildren. All he's got are sons, because it's that exact. It's his same son's life in every child of God. Praise his name. Praise his name. We're one in him. Now notice how beautiful, similar, the love of God flowed out through Laban as it did his sweet sister Rebecca. It says here that he went in the 32nd verse and he ungirded the camels. There's things that they put on the camels and different things like that. But see, it means to free him up. He lightened the load. I think of that precious, virtuous woman. Her speech is comely. I'm thankful to God that this is a brother, praise his name, that magnifies, that we can edify one another. We can pray for one another. We can encourage one another in the things of God. We can be a joint that so supplies Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and his truth and love. And when we do that, when our fellowship by God's grace is in the gospel of Christ, it helps lift burdens. It helps the weights be lifted off the brethren. You know what I'm saying? Oftentimes, there's many things that we would like to do one for another. But the greatest thing we can always do is pray. Praise the Lord. And I always am thankful to God to always have a little honey. Praise God. Preach the word. Ye that are spiritual, restore. How do you restore? The word of the Lord. Truth and love. Amen? This is what this is. And I'm so thankful that he ungirded these camels. He was, again, this type of being a vessel, truly adding to the usefulness of the husband. God, the Godhead, wants us to be saints, praise the Lord, where the rivers of waters just flow out of our bellies. They gush out. Thanks be to God that this is for the family and for the body of Christ. But you see, it's all there. And I'm grateful to God that it's all there because of him. But it says there then that he goes on and he gets the straw for the feeding. Again, that threshing floor. I'm so thankful. That same transformation is happening in this typing in his life. Showing the precious, intimate fellowship of the Holy Ghost going on in this precious brother. Now, I think about what he was called to do and how it was a little bit different than even Rebecca. Rebecca was watering the camels, giving them drink. But God maybe even gave this Laban a greater testimony of the better part. It says that he went in and anointed the feet of the brethren. Isn't that something? He washed them. I think about, obviously, Jesus Christ washing the feet of his disciple. But also so much the woman washing the feet of Jesus with her tears. In that story, we know that Martha was cumbered with things. she was serving. She was so caught up in trying to entertain that she even was a little bit beside herself, thinking of herself and not really thinking of Christ at all. And that's why she started going off on Mary. Come on, let's just be honest. That's what it is. Be another sermon shortly on that, if the Lord tarry. You know that's coming. God does that kind of stuff. But this precious Laban was used to show again a better part. I'm grateful to God in this. I pray that, again, this is just evident to us, brothers and sisters, as it comes forth. I'm thankful to Jesus, and I really want to share this with you. I don't sit around my house and try to think of deep things. If you do that, as Brother Hill used to say, son, you've gone so deep, a bubble's not coming up. You basically drowned yourself. I just sit there by the window and the tree and allow the Holy Ghost to just minister. And it just comes. And I'm so thankful to Jesus. This is his word. And I believe that, as a sweet brother said, you know, connect the dots. And boy, how every dot of love just keeps connecting and connecting. That substantiates it more and more. But see, he took that better part. And he wants that part just like his sister. And that's the place that God had for him. But what a precious testimony in both of these two. And you notice they're runners. These two runners. He ran. She ran. I'm grateful to God. They're not messing around. There's a fervency. There's a passion. And thank God it's a zeal, but it's according to knowledge. See, Apollos had a zeal, didn't he? But he needed that fellowship with the Holy Ghost to understand, yea, the deep things of God. And notice again how the Lord witnessed to Apollos with those two little funny ones, Priscilla and Aquila. God had an appointment with him, didn't he? Said, yep, there's a zeal there, but we need a knowledge, brother, according to, praise God, this message that my son is going to have a wife. Hallelujah. Now, verse 33. And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, speak on. Now, this is so precious. Because the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, is about one thing. He's about Jesus. That's it. That's everything that it's about. That's why in this day and age, brothers and sisters, the word of the God tells us, whatsoever we say, whatsoever we do, whatsoever anything, it's all in the name of Jesus. And this precious Holy Ghost, this one in the Trinity, his whole purpose is to take the things of Christ and to make them ours. The sole purpose is to search out the goodly pearl. The sole purpose, praise God, is to cause those that will receive grace to rise up as the true worshipers that worship him in spirit and in truth. And I praise God that this is speaking so boldly to us, brothers and sisters. There is no time to waste. That's why Esther, praise God, became the choice one. She took the things speedily. They were ready to be given to her. I'm grateful to God. The master wants a wife for his son. And he wants her now. This isn't something that we can delay in, brothers and sisters. There cannot be a more convenient time for this. Praise the Lord. I've had ones kind of come back at me. Well, you know, the Lord said he'll perform the good work which he's begun. Well, yes, he will. He'll do it. But is it going to be after the first trump? Or are you going to allow him to do it before the first trump? I want to be and occupy as the readied wife. There are those that are going to be sleeping and drunken in the night. There are going to be those that will not be ready. And God help us to receive so great salvation and neglect it. Amen. Amen. So, even though this socializing is a nice gesture, I've got an errand. I've got a message. I've got a proposal is what this means. And let me tell you something. It's not just coming first. It's the only thing that we're going to do. This is it. It's the word. It's not coffee and donut time. This is Bible study. Thanks be to God. You're here to grow in grace and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise his name. So, Laban listened again. He did. That's another precious testimony here. He could have fought with him. Said, oh, no, we have time. There's going to be a little delay here that God will show us about them trying to delay Rebekah shortly. But for this portion of scripture, Laban listened to the urgency. He listened to the spirit of truth. And praise the Lord, he said, speak on. He wasn't going to try to assert himself. He wasn't going to say, no, you're going to do what I'm going to do, and then we'll get back to this. This is my house. Speak on. Isn't that wonderful? It's by my spirit, saith the Lord. I love this stuff. Let's do it. Hallelujah. Do it in me. Praise God. And notice right off the bat, after he says that, the servant says, and he said, I am Abraham's servant. How marvelous that he identifies who his master is. See, once he said, I am Abraham's servant, let me tell you something. They knew who that patriarch was. And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, if you ever are wondering, well, was this said or that said, or how do I know it was the Holy Ghost? He always identifies to whom he belongs to. The Holy Ghost, the evidence of the Holy Ghost, is he only and always ministers the Word of God. That's it. He only and always magnifies Jesus Christ. There will not be any strange fire when we're sincerely talking about the things of the Holy Ghost. He takes only the things of Christ. And praise the Lord, if we will be still, if we will know that he is God, he will make them ours. He will show them unto us. And how wonderful. Now 35 and 36. He said, and the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. And unto him hath he given all that he hath. Oh, hallelujah. So much in this, brothers and sisters. I would love to spend a lot more time here, but I think God has encouraged us to kind of move through. But here we go. In Christ Jesus, all the fullness of God dwells. Isn't it wonderful? The Father has placed everything in His Son. When we look into the face of Jesus Christ, we behold, because it's all there, the glory of God. As we look into the face of Jesus Christ, we're transformed from glory to glory into His very image. Great grace, brothers and sisters, beyond what we could ever ask or think, that God, because of His great love for us, sent His Son to become a man, made lower than the angels. And thank God, our Savior, all by grace. Grace sent Him. Grace sent Him to us. Grace, great grace, caused Him to be a man. And that's the same meaning here with Sarah. Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old. Grace, Sarah, gave Isaac. Grace, great grace, gave the Lamb of God to us. Oh, thank you, Lord. 37. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son. Just listen to that passage right there. See, the servant wasn't sent to the heathen to minister of the bridal message. You see that? It's not for that. The servant was sent to the family of God to minister of the bridal message. I know we know this, but a thrill in the perfection. How perfect is our God. How absolutely beautiful and mighty. How all-loving. I'm serious, He makes me tremble. You ever wanted evidence? How did God exist? Allow the Holy Ghost to reveal the Word of God to you. Just hear Him. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He didn't say, he that hath a body, let him do. He said, just sit by the well, son. I've sent my servant, I sent my Holy Ghost to minister to you. Yea, the deep things of God. A better thing for you. Grace, when she was old, hath borne my son. I don't know how we sit in our seats. Praise the Lord. The bride will come out of the family of God. The bride will come out of the church. It is clear here that we see that the bride is not all the family of God, but a small portion. Matter of fact, the Word of God tells us early on, a little rib. Closest to his heart, taken out from the church while it was sleeping. Yeah. Think of, again, how beautiful Rebecca is. But yet she was hidden. No man, she was a virgin, and no man knew her. Didn't even notice her. Even the body didn't know who she was. Kind of puts it all together, doesn't it? Huh? Tell me the story, Jesus. I don't need to know why. You just tell me it all the time. Praise the Lord. And so goes it, brothers and sisters, and we'll kind of end right here. That it will go forward, that he'll retell the entire story that he told Rebecca, word for word. This proposal is going to come forth again. And it's going to come forth to Laban, and it's going to come forth to Bethuel. But only this time, he's going to point out Rebecca. We're going to get to that point, that thy sister, thy daughter, she fulfilled it all. Praise the Lord, she's the one. And what's so exciting here is that you know this family loved one another. There was great love in this house. And even though they had never personally met Isaac, the message of the servant so convicted their heart, they said, take her and go. Take her and go. And let her be thy master's son's wife. And here it is. As the Lord has spoken. That's the simplicity of it all. God said it. And I believe it. He said it. And it's so. I think of precious Herbie back there in Missouri. As the word of the Lord was ministered to him, and the Holy Ghost enlightened the eyes of his understanding, he said, you know what, son? He said, I sat there, and I listened to old Uncle D tell me the things of God. And I said, you mean Uncle D had said that? And he said, yep. He said, well, I need that. And God gave it to me. And that was just the beginning salvation. And then he heard him tell him about the Holy Ghost. He said, you mean God said that? He said, yep. He said, well, I need that. And he gave him the Holy Ghost. And it wasn't too long thereafter that he sat by the man at the well. And the man said, my master's son wants a wife. And I reckon it's you. You mean he said that? I want that too. So I don't know how many years he's been sitting back there on a little lonely road. Never lonely. People might see a situation, feel a little sorry for him, and he says, oh, don't feel sorry for me. I got it all. I got it all. Mark them. Listen to the word of the Lord. It's been ministered richly to us throughout the years. Many a life. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and be dismissed.